Where does anger come from? Is anger a sin? And what do we do about it? All this on today's Men in Emotion series on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're going to continue on with the Men and Emotions series, and today specifically talking about anger. And if you're alive at all, then in the last few days, maybe even today, you've probably dealt with anger. Maybe something has made you angry. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, because I really believe that handling anger is an important life skill. Because when anger is not handled appropriately and correctly, it affects relationships. It tears down healthy communication. And candidly, very recently, I messed up on this very thing. I'm not a yeller by nature. I usually tend to stay pretty calm, but something happened, and I raised my voice and probably acted in a way that really wasn't healthy and appropriate. And so I'm speaking to myself. You have to know that as well. So again, it's a very important life skill. Christian counselors report and say that about 50% of people who come in for counseling have problems dealing with anger. And I would think that that number, that percentage for men, was probably even more. And so that just gives you an idea of how pervasive or how common the issue is. Now, let me make clear, let me make sure that we understand this, that anger is not always a sin. Now, there's a type of anger which the Bible approves. It's called righteous indignation. We see that when Christ was cleansing the temple. That is righteous indignation. God shows himself to be angry in Psalm chapter 7, verse 11. He shows that. So it's even acceptable for believers to be angry. God gave allowance for that. In Ephesians 4, 26, it says basically to be angry, but in your anger do not sin. So again, it's acceptable to be angry, but it's the behavior from that or coming out of that anger that makes it a sin or not. And that's the issue that we have to deal with. And for a lot of men, it manifests itself out of physical behavior. And that, for a lot of men, becomes a very negative issue that they have to deal with it. And so there's a lot of stuff that we could talk about. And I know there's not nearly enough time, and we could have a series just on anger that would go for days probably. Because, again, this is something we need to be aware of. And so, again, anger can become sinful when it's motivated by pride. James 1:20 speaks to this. It even says in James chapter 4, verse 1, it asks the question, where do your quarrels, where do your fights come from? And we could even ask or add, where does anger come from? And it goes on to say, it's because you don't get what you want. And so that's kind of the inception, if you will, of anger. Now, you look at Cain and Abel. That's a prime example of anger being inappropriate and leading to death, to murder. So you see that. It's unproductive. Anger is unproductive, and it distorts God's purpose. And for a lot of us, we allow anger to linger, and we should never do that. So again, we have these signs that show us that anger that has turned to sin. It's when we are attacking people instead of attacking the problem, the issue at hand. So these are the things that we have to be aware of, and we have to take a very constructive approach to it. There are two things that I have learned that we need to try to do, and there's two things. One, it's manage, and two, prevent, if at all possible. Learning how to manage your anger is critical and key. Techniques for managing your anger, but prevention as well. Awareness. What are the things that contribute to my anger? It's crucial to learn the things past or present which tend to feed the anger. Is there unfinished stuff from your past or unfinished stuff from friends and family maybe that is like just it just triggers you? So those are the things that we need to be aware of. So management and prevention are key. So we have to have this awareness. The other things that we also need to know are that we struggle with these things in various ways. There's a biological component sometimes to anger. There is the psychological. What are the triggers to my anger? About the social thing, the relationships, the environment. But we can't forget and we can't over-psychologize, if you will, this issue. All this really does, it goes back to the fall of man, goes back to our sin. We are imperfect. And so it is, this is not just a psychological issue or just an emotional issue. This is a sin issue that we really have to deal with. As believers, we have to know that. Another thing is that too many of us, me included, we don't take responsibility. We just want to justify our behavior. And so when we learn to take responsibility for our anger, for our behavior, that's the more healthy thing, especially in relationship. But instead, I know I do this, I will try to justify my behavior, try to justify my anger, and point at the person or the person that I feel has done me wrong. And so I will justify it almost to the point where I have a right to be angry. And that's never the case, at least as far as the negative behavior. So again, those are the things that we really, really need to be aware of. Again, it's about awareness. It's understanding where anger comes from. But also there's a practical side of what do we do with it. And so there's just a very few things, I think about three things that I would kind of share that I think are key to taking the bite out of anger. And the critical thing is to verbalize it, especially for men. Men are more prone to act out physically with anger, sometimes as a protective measure. Instead of hitting a person, they may go hit a wall. But the thing is, though, there's damage done to the person no matter what, to you especially. And so when we learn to verbalize the anger, that's the healthy thing. Put our anger into words. Why am I feeling this way? And I have to tell myself, and I ask myself this all the time whenever I'm angry and maybe I've acted out inappropriately, I will ask myself, why was that so important? And just keep the progression going. Why did I act this way? Why was that so important? Because when we really start to talk about it and think about it, we realize our negative behavior was really not that important. And maybe that issue was not that important. We put a price tag on it that really wasn't the right price tag. We elevated it as far as its importance and value, when really that shows more of our distortion in our world. So we got to put our anger into words. We have to remember to give our feelings over to God. And we have to learn to forgive the offender. And this is about our will. Our will to forgive. So again, we're called to forgiveness, but we also should extend that forgiveness. So that's a real brief overview of the anger. And there's so much that we could be talking about, but I appreciate you to listen to this. And we're going to return next week with another issue in Men and Emotions. We're going to be talking about depression, men and emotions and depression on the Repurposed Man podcast. I'm Bob Dyer, and I'll look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next week. Bye-bye.